This audio is for the CFNM community. It's for men who enjoy being naked in the company of fully clothed women. This story is about a bachelorette party that I planned for my friend Amy. She's a wild child, and she encouraged me to go all out. So I lined up 5 of my best, obedient, submissive boy toys to help me with a new party game that I invented. First, each man was washed with fragrance-free soap to make sure they were all scentless. Then they were each shaved smooth as well. Then I lined the men up on the edge of a small stage platform, about 3 feet or so off the ground. I stood them naked in a row, with about 4 feet between each man. They were instructed to stand completely still all evening, feet shoulder-width apart, forbidden from speaking or making any sounds. I used a Sharpie marker to write their names on their chests. John, Robert, Peter, Dylan, and Alex. Next, I prepared the bachelorette party girls in a separate room. I explained that each girl would be blindfolded and then guided into the next room, where they would be given 60 seconds to explore each man using all of their senses except sight. They would be guided through the process by a servant, and the servant would place the blindfolded girl's hands on the cock in front of her. What happened next was up to each girl. She would be told, "This is John's penis, this is Dylan's penis," etc., and she would have 60 seconds to become acquainted with each cock. I encouraged the girls to make detailed mental notes about each dick. Once all of the contestants explored all of their options, the girls would be escorted out of the room again and allowed to remove their blindfolds. The men were then instructed to put on black t-shirts that covered their names but left their genitals exposed, and I mixed them up in a random order. I invited the ladies back in and gave them 20 minutes to circulate freely, enjoying a glass of wine and examining the cocks on stage. This time, they were not allowed to touch or taste or caress or sniff or otherwise examine the men. They could only look. Each girl had to determine which name belonged to which man based solely on her recollection of the way his cock felt to her blind fingertips, or tongue. Each lady wrote down the order of the cocks on stage from left to right as she recalled them from her blindfolded explorations. After 20 minutes, I collected the guesses, and the men took off their shirts so we could see the correct order. It was Peter, Dylan, Alex, Robert, and John. We had a wonderful time awarding prizes to the 3 talented women who correctly identified each penis. Those girls really knew their cocks. We all had so much fun that night, I thought perhaps you could help me imagine other interesting party games for wild women and submissive men. Give me a call so we can plan a fun fantasy get-together for the CFNM community.